There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face. Know that it's the spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Lord, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these, we lift our God's peace with one another as we greet each other. Fifty people sitting up there. No, go ahead, be seated. Sweet, sweet spirit, I would try to keep the service this morning shorter. At least communion will be shorter. But the same sweet spirit is here. And you all know why. There it is, state-bound. Big game at 11 o'clock today. James, Plato plays over in Shakopee, yeah. Anyway, we welcome Sandy this morning back there on the organ. Thanks, Sandy, for coming to play. Good to see some of you came back. We had service on Wednesday here, too. And very nice. John Groutman brought the message and ordered all the food. Well, you were here. You all here for that. So I appreciated that. And for the next two Sundays, Ilona Parunakova will be bringing the message. Someone who comes from a background where there was a terrible, terrible massacre of Christians. She'll probably allude to that, but she does other things as well, encouraging people to engage in ministry. Paruna Nakova. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Hospital report. Barb's out of the hospital now, but she came to find out that maybe she's had pneumonia for a long time. It takes a long time to get over it. And this could be a problem many people have. You think you're over pneumonia, but it's still lingering in your lungs. Anyone heard about Sam Wiedemann with his throat? Young man who's went to the hospital, but hopefully he's doing better. Anyone or anything else to bring forth?
Just a remembrance of 25 years ago that 9/11. It's coming week now, it's been 25 years since
9/11. Wow. We probably all can remember that day. Yeah. It's come to be known as 9/11 when I see that come up on the digital clock. So that's what I think of. Of course, that's the number to call for emergencies too. Anyone or anything else? Well, let's proceed with our proclamation of praise. I say to tell the whole congregation of God's people, this is a day for new beginnings. This is a time of God's appearing. This is the moment for faithful response. Praise God in the assembly of the faithful. Make melody to God and sing a new song. Praise God for life enriched by love. Praise God for love that fulfills God's law. This is the hour to wake from our sleep. The energy of God's love fills this place. Here we claim our identity as Christians. Here we become the Church of Jesus Christ. And we pray together to say that this is a festival day, glorious God, a day of remembering your faithfulness through the centuries, a time for celebrating your vibrant presence with us, a pause of anticipation for the seasons yet to be. We rejoice at the assurance that you take pleasure in us, that we are known by you, called by you, empowered by you to live honorably and humbly in the Spirit of Christ. We would exalt your name and sing for joy, knowing that we can trust you for the guidance and direction we need. Amen. I was talking to someone yesterday, and something about a Bruce Springsteen song called Rise Up. And I said, oh, we have a song also. We're singing it Sunday. Rise Up, O Church of God. They're probably a different song, but the same thought. Rise up, O Church of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and mind and soul and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O Church of God. His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the day of brotherhood and end the night of wrong. Rise up, O sons of God, the church for you doth wait. His strength equal to our task, rise up and make her great. Lift high our cross of Christ, tread where his feet have trod. As followers of the Son of Man, rise up, O Church of God. Knowing that sometimes we don't always rise up, but we sit down, can't take it anymore, we sleep and maybe need to, but not always are we on time or in tune. So we pray prayers of confession like this one to say together, O God, we have not been faithful to your commands. We have been more ready to condemn than to console, more eager to justify ourselves than to work for understanding. We feed the flames of dissent instead of welcoming the freeing power of forgiveness. We gather as two or three, not to welcome your presence, but to gossip about those who are absent. Our sins are destroying us. God, turn us around to a new way of being. Amen. Rather severe confessional prayer, isn't it? Yet probably to some extent anyway, it applies to all of us. But may we know, kind of a theme this Sunday anyway, that you can be assured of God's forgiveness. Peg, come and read one of our texts for today. And you have the words on an insert.
Good morning.
Morning.
Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. If this reason the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, his Lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payments to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, and seized him by the throat and said, Pay what you owe. Then this fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When this fellow slave saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went out and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Thus ends our reading for today.
I'm going to come a little closer here today. Peter, good old Peter, quick to respond, wants to know. I'm getting a lot of echo here. I don't know if I should stand a different place or. Huh?
We can't hear. You're good.
Okay. All right. A lot of reverb. That's why I'm. Okay. Anyway, Peter wants to know from this rabbi or rabbi, this teacher, Jesus, exactly how many times do I need to forgive? He wants to please. Now, the rule was at that time 3 times. More than that, forget it. Don't forgive. Someone does something wrong. 3 times. Peter wants to outdo that. He wants to live beyond, or at least the spirit of the rule. And he says, well, if I take 3 and multiply it by 2 or double it, it'll be 6. And add 1 more, that's 7. That's kind of a sacred number. How about this? Pretty good, huh? He must be thinking. But Jesus has something else in mind. 7. I discovered this as I was preparing for this sermon, and that I've been doing this for this last year with 7s when I write out a birthday check for my grandkids. 77 and 77 one-hundredths dollars. 7777. Why do I do this? Because when I check my bank statement, I like to see if, number one, they got that check in the mail, which I found out later that sometimes, especially my family that lived in Idaho, they hadn't gotten it. It took 6 weeks to get there. So I want to see if they got it. As I can easily see as I go through my stubs. Yes, there's one, and made it there. Anyway, little did I know that I'd be preaching a sermon on 77 times 70 is Jesus' response. In other words, always. In other words, don't count. It's not about the numbers. It's more about a lifestyle, or I'm learning to use this term, algorithm. Does that fit here, an algorithm? Is that right? You don't know either. Okay. I think it's, you set up a pattern, and you just kind of automatically fall into it. Like we have that pattern here. Every week we have a prayer of confession, and of course an assurance of pardon. But Jesus does one of his parables again. And remember, a parable is when we compare something to something else. Comparable. Now, I don't want to say it's not a true story. It's not about an actual event that Jesus draws on, but it's a story he tells that contains a great truth. Did you catch it when Peg read? We call it the unforgiving servant, right? This servant, or in some versions called slave, the term was used interchangeably, but I think it's safe to say slave in this case, since the man is bound to work for a certain person, and then another person works for him, and so forth. But this wise owner of the servants, of the slaves, wants to make sure his accounts are all in order. So he checks over things. Now, this is a parable. And you might think, he's kind of irresponsible, isn't he? But he discovers there's one of his slaves that owes him 10,000 talents. One talent at that time equaled 15 years of work. In other words, he's never going to get this paid back. It's way too much. So the dialogue might have gone like this. Scene one, the king. You can't pay me, huh? Well, I'm going to sell you. The slave answers. Oh, I'll pay you. I'll pay you. The king comes back, all right, probably thinks a while, mulls it over. You're forgiven. Scene two, the first slave who's forgiven sees one guy that works for him. And he says, that guy owes me 100 denarii. Now, the denarii was also kind of irresponsible. It meant one denarii was 100 days of wages. And he accosts that guy that works for him, pay up, pay up. But of course, he says, I can't pay. The slave one says, well, you're going to jail. You're going to debtor's prison, where for sure, not only will you pay, but you'll suffer. You and your family, at least, will be together. They're all going together, but you're going to go to debtor's prison. Scene three. A bystander sees this exchange between the first slave and slave two that worked for him. And he outs him to the boss. And he said, didn't this guy just get forgiven by you? Yeah, why? And then he explains what he saw. Taking somebody else and them thrown in the debtor's prison. And the king says to the first slave then, as he calls him in, I will have you tortured until you can pay, which of course is forever, because no way can he pay. And besides, he's tortured. Parables to illustrate a truth. What's the truth? That it's about more than numbers. Knowing as we're forgiven, pass it on. An algorithm. Then it occurred to me, hey, don't we say this in the Lord's Prayer every week? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. They work together. Forgive as we have been forgiven and pass it on. Or else, remember the last verse? Mark 18:35. Whoa. Jesus has a side. I don't want to be on. So forgive as we have been forgiven. And with God's help, we couldn't do it. We can't save ourselves, and we couldn't forgive others if it weren't for God. Yes, that's how I wanted to end it. Thank you, Jesus. We can say the Apostles' Creed, and then we'll come to communion. It's on the inside cover of your hymnal. Let's say together that I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us break bread together as we get ready for communion. Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us share the cup together on our knees. Let us share the cup together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun. O Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, my face to the rising sun, O Lord, have mercy on me. It may look like only a wafer, but yet it's a reminder of Jesus who was broken. That as we're broken, there's healing and forgiveness. We eat together. And sometimes the hardest one to forgive is our own selves. We take the cup, poured it out, his blood on the cross. And we don't dwell now anyway on how terrible that was. But to know that by his wounds we are healed and give thanks. Let's all come down, gather around the table. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Their prayer in our bulletin. Prayer of thanksgiving, we pray together to say that the bread has been broken, the cup has been poured, the meal has been shared. Gracious God, we give thanks for bread for the journey, for your wisdom guiding us along the way. May there be friends to share the road as we dare to dream of creation renewed and hope in the promise of justice for all. Amen. Oh yes, God, it's hard to see creation renewed, this aging body renewed, heaven on earth, heaven to come. May we trust in you and in your promise of eternal joy. We pray for others who probably are suffering, don't feel like praying, can't even pray, maybe don't know, given up on it, and who knows. But we think of others. Pneumonia. Trouble in the throat. And yes, of course, may we never tire of having world peace. In Christ's name, we pray that prayer once again to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand as we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And we bring our offering to the altar. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above you, heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Offertory prayer goes like this. May these offerings help to free your people, O God, from bondage to sin. Unite us in a community of mutual caring in which differences are resolved as we listen to one another and seek to offer understanding. May the light of your love shine through all our efforts to share your good news. Keep us in the light when we are tempted to ignore and violate your commandments. With these prayers, we dedicate our gifts. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever gifts may be. All that we have is yours alone, a trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. Freely, freely. Two verses. Let's sing them both. What forgave my sin? In Jesus' name, I've been born again. In Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name, I come to you to share your love as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because believe, others will know that I live. all power to give in Jesus' name, and in earth and heaven, in Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his power as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. In my name and because you believe, others will know that you live. I should explain to you before, you saw me before, all this stuff on my face, but I had one of those mole surgery things again, so hopefully I'll look better in a week or two. And you know, you're thinking about the Blue Jays playing again today, and I remember the day when Reese sat down here with other Sunday school students, and he got the perfect attendance award, as did I think a couple others that day. But may the best team win, or whatever. Amen. The Lord bless you, keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you, be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.